if you're a regular listener, you know we love the arts here at 2SER. And Art About Town is your Wednesday morning segment where we bring you a different art gallery each week. Think of it as a bit of an art gallery lucky dip. It's a tidbit on a different gallery from here in Sydney, what they're showing at the moment, what you can expect if you head along to the gallery, and a little bit of history about the gallery. And this morning I'm joined by Lee Hampton from the Black Door Gallery in Penrith. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, tell. Oh, have you got a radio playing in the background?
No.
No?
I
can hear a little bit of feedback, but that's all right. Now,
I've got headphones on, so maybe I'll just switch out from the headphones.
Oh, yeah, that might be good.
Let me try that. Is that better?
Oh, yes, that is so much better. Thank you.
That's okay.
Hey, now, tell us a little bit about your gallery, because it's relatively new over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so we started off as a custom framing business in 87. We're a family-owned and operated business. My parents originally set up this business called Pro Frame Design in 87 in Penrith, and I joined in 92. I'm an Aboriginal artist, contemporary Aboriginal artist myself, so I started to showcase some of my works within our framing business, and come 2015, my parents retired, and then started 2018, we decided to open up a gallery space within our business because it runs over two floors, so our top floor we completely gutted and set it up as an Aboriginal art gallery, and I contacted numerous Aboriginal artists from around Australia that I've met through social media over the years, and asked them if they wanted to join. And so Black Door Gallery, we renamed the business Black Door Gallery, and that's how it all began.
Oh, that's a really cool evolution. And how was it when artists started saying yes, they wanted to be involved in your gallery?
Oh, look, it was pretty exciting because, you know, my vision was having a space for myself was going to be fantastic, but I was never, ever going to be able to fill a whole gallery with my own work because, you know, 95% of our turnover is through custom framing. So I knew I needed to bring in other artists, but I also wanted to make sure it was as diverse as possible because when people see or think about Aboriginal art, it can be pigeonholed into one, you know, a lot of just simple dot work. But with traditional works and contemporary works, there is so much diversity in Aboriginal art, and it's forever, like any kind of art form, it's forever evolving, and you know, new artists come up with different new design concepts, so it forever changes. And I think in order to make it a successful gallery, you want to have as much diversity in it as possible because everybody's taste is different. So some people are going to like one artist, but they might not like another artist. So to have as many artists, we represent about 50 artists from around Australia.
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't necessarily have 50 at any one time because sometimes artists, you know, you'll have a few pieces in and you sell it. And then, it's hard to get more works out of them because a lot of artists, especially now, a lot of Aboriginal artists are very busy. So they tend to get you work when they can. But, you know, a lot of them selling through their own social media platforms and things as well.
Yeah, it is. It's really, I would say it's an interesting time for you right now because I feel like through COVID, art had a bit of a moment. But then obviously small businesses like yourself, there's the framing aspect. The restrictions of having to close or how you can stay open. It's an interesting time. I would say you've got like the two different dynamics of COVID going on in your business.
Yeah, look, it is tricky, and I think we've seen over the last probably 5 or 6 years even, we've seen in the framing industry there's been a decline in numbers of companies around, just through my suppliers telling me how many different people are closing down. The good ones stay open. So I think when you have a situation like what's been going on with COVID, you've got to be able to think outside the box how to change your business model in order to make sure that you're accommodating, you know, for your clientele.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I know the framing business is open at the moment, but is the gallery open or is it closed because of what's going
technically,
on?
Technically, yeah. Technically, we're not really open. I mean, it's hard because there's no real clear guidance from state government on what we can and what we can't do. So, I mean, we're manufacturing on site, so the guys are still here working with custom framing. What I've started to do is just put some things up on social media.
Okay.
I'm going to every day showcase a different artist, take photos of their works, and then just say to people, if you're interested in the works, send me an email, give us a call, inbox us, and then I can give you sizes of the artworks that I've put up, pricing. If you're interested, then we can do no contact delivery.
Perfect.
So they can still purchase. So that's where I guess trying to evolve to survive during a tough time. So that's what we've done anyway.
Yep. I know this is kind of like asking you who's your favourite child, but is there an is there an artist in your suite that kind of sticks out to you that when you saw them you were just like, oh my God, I love that?
Yeah, look, I've got a couple of artists. One actually who isn't really part of our gallery anymore is an artist by the name of Lauren Freestone. She paints through Freestone Art. She's incredible. She came to us 18 months ago and was a very, very good artist who probably didn't believe enough in herself on how good she was. And she's just, we sort of spent a little bit of time with her talking about what she should do with and what direction to take her work in and getting into doing prints and things. And she's become really, really successful now. She paints full time. She doesn't need us because she's, why would you put your works into a gallery when you're selling direct to the public and making 100% of your money? So she's an amazing artist. But probably one of the other ones is Kevin Williams. He's a Wiradjuri artist from down. He lives down in Echuca. And I met him through a mutual friend, and he came to me one day with a van load of works, and just to show me, because he pulled them out of another gallery who's they were taking a much bigger commission than what we do, because we only do a 30% commission on sales.
Oh, that's good.
And we provide all the framing free for artists, so we don't charge the artist for framing.
Lee, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I encourage artists to send the work to me unframed, and then we frame it, and then we work out what the recommended retail price is on the artwork. We take a 30% commission of that, and then we obviously tack on the framing on top. So the only time an artist will pay for framing is if they decide to take their work out of our gallery to put in somewhere else, and then they have to pay for the, if it's been framed by us, they have to pay us for the framing if they take it out. But we do that at a discounted price, so they get an artist discount off the framing, so they can at least make something on the framing as well.
Yep.
But yeah, Kevin Williams came in, he showed me all of these works. Absolutely beautiful works, and spent a couple of hours telling the stories of each work as he's unwrapping them. And at the end of the conversation, I was so caught up in it. I said, "Well, what can I have for the gallery?" And he said, "You can take whatever you want." He said, "If you want one piece, if you want it all," he said, "it's up to you." So I took it all.
Aww.
And so we've he's been a really big support for us. Kevin runs another gallery down in Echuca.
Yep.
He's got work in Victorian Parliament House. He's exhibited works all over the world. So he's a very well-known contemporary Aboriginal artist, but his contemporary art has a bit of a traditional feel to it because he does tell a lot of his traditional stories from his Wiradjuri upbringing.
Oh, wow. Lee, that sounds awesome. Okay, so the best place for people to stay across Black Door Gallery in terms of sort of art that's in there at the moment, would Instagram be a good place for people to go?
Yeah, look, Instagram, Black Door, I think on Instagram it's Black Door Gallery Penrith. I think you need to look at, because I know there is a Black Door Gallery in New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
But also Facebook. So, we're on Facebook as well under Black Door Gallery. So if you look up Black Door Gallery Penrith on Facebook, you'll find us there. And
black door gallery. So we've our logo is like a little round black circle with a little door in the middle of it.
Yeah, perfect.
With a bit of Aboriginal artwork sticking through. So
we'll link it to the show notes when we post it to our website so people can also find it there. Lee Hampton from Black Door Gallery, you have a fantastic day and thank you so much for joining us on Art About Town.
No worries. Thanks for having me.